Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, and welcome to our weekly show where we kick it a little bit. Talking soccer in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the Southeast, in the United States, all over the planet. It's what we do on AST. And we will get outside of the Atlanta area tonight. We're going to talk about what's going on in Macon this summer, starting next week, actually. We'll get into that in the next segment. We're going to talk about the Club World Cup and how teams are preparing for that, along with getting caught up on everything from around the world as of late. But we're going to start with Atlanta United, who completed the first half of the MLS season on Saturday night in Harrison, New Jersey, against the New York Red Bulls. And it was a loss after two wins last week at home. So a six-point week on paper sounds really good. The problem is when you look at the table, it's not very good. And they're not in the best of positions as things currently stand. When we talk about MLS, you're halfway through. You've played 10 home games and 7 away. So the second half of the season, that flips. That's a little worrisome when you look at where things stand for Atlanta United. We go into the Eastern Conference. Atlanta is 8 points out of the last playoff spot. The last two playoff spots, the play-in game right now would be Charlotte hosting NYC, both on 25 points. Atlanta is on 17 points in 13th place. Go up to the top of the table, it is Philadelphia on 34. They got a 4-point cushion over Cincinnati. Miami and Nashville both on 29. Then Columbus, New York, and Orlando round out the playoffs first round proper. 28 points, 27 points, 27 points, down to 25 each for Charlotte and New York City. Between Atlanta and those playoff spots, New England is on 23, Chicago is on 22, DC is on 18. Good things about the remaining schedule: you play DC home and away, and you get them on decision day. You host Chicago. You got to go to New England. You got to go to New York City. You host Charlotte. You're done with Orlando. You're done with Red Bulls. You have to host, you have to go to Columbus and host Columbus. You get home and away with them. You go to Nashville. You will go to Miami. You're done with Cincinnati. You're done with Philadelphia, the top two. The teams behind you, Toronto, you get home and away, and you will go to Montreal. Is it doable? Yes, it is. It is. When you look at who you have to play and you look at how this team maybe finished the first 17 games, I thought they were playing much better in the last five than they did in the first 12. The first four, five, not bad. Then it fell off. Then it really fell off. Now it's come back. Now, can you play the way that you've played in the last five games where you're 2-2-1? You outplayed Philadelphia at home. They're the best team in the East. You feel pretty good about the performance, if not the, and not about the result. But can you climb this ladder? I think you have to continue to build on what we've seen over these last five games, where you've seen the formation, the shape evolve into having three center backs and now into having one holding midfielder, two in front of him, and then two up top. Now, you want to get the two up top going. That's Lotte and Miguel Almiron. They have not been firing on all cylinders, but you've gotten good performances around them to get to that 2-2-1 record over the last five. After the loss at Red Bull, I asked Ronnie Dyla about what is repeatable from that change. What is repeatable from the last five games in the second half of the season? Here's what he had to say.
I think we find a system that suits the players we have. I think that's the main thing. And now it's about consistency, and it's about training relations, and it's about do something with the defense. One thing, yes, yeah, we have to score more goals away. Again, now we don't score. We had our chances. We don't put the ball in the net. But you cannot concede two goals every game. That's impossible. And we do too many of the simple mistakes. And that is my biggest worry. That's something we have to do something with. If not, you cannot score 3-4 goals away. That you do maybe one or two times a year. But you don't do that often. So then if you end up with conceding two goals. And if I said they play us out, and I was like, but it's a simple thing. It's a ball in behind. We don't recover right. It's a pass that we play not accurate, and then we are not good enough in the one-on-one challenge. So it's like, for me, that is things we need to work on. That's what we need to get better. If not, then it's going to be tough to get 3 points, but we cannot. We have won four games this year, 4-2, 4-3, 3-2, 3-2. That's the four games, and that's, But I'm disappointed today, I have to say that. I didn't feel we come up to the level we were in the two last games. Fatigue, not fatigue, doesn't matter. I don't see that we shouldn't be on the level that they are. And I don't think it was a big thing between, or a big difference between the teams. But in the end, I feel that they in a way deserve it more than us.
A lot to unpack there from Ronnie Dyla after the loss at Red Bull Arena. Let's start with what he said about the wins this season. Four of them. In those wins, you scored three goals twice and four goals twice. That's not common. It's not easy to score more than two goals per game, and even that is on the high end of what teams have done in MLS history. Generally, teams average between one goal and two goals scored per game. You got to find ways to win games 1-0 or sometimes 2-0 or sometimes 2-1. You have to. And if you don't, then you're not going to make the playoffs. Defensively, it's got to be better. The offense has to be more consistent too. And it's something that is interesting to me in that in the 13 games that they have not gotten a win. So your draws and your losses this season. And again, saying that you scored 14 goals in four games. Well, you scored seven goals in the 13 games that didn't have wins. The inconsistency in the attack is a huge issue, and it makes it really difficult, and it puts extra pressure on a defense that at times has been too frail. Go back to the match on Saturday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a bad giveaway from Miguel Almiron in his own half that opens the scoring very early for Red Bull. And I give Almiron a ton of credit. He immediately put his hand up. Everyone, you know, acknowledged that he acknowledged making the mistake. You didn't see a bad reaction from the team afterwards. You saw a good reaction from Miguel. He was all over the field chasing and trying to find a way to get that goal back. You love to see that. You hate to see the mistake that leads to the goal, though. And we've seen too many of those this season. You look at the goals that have been conceded, and there have been some just shockers in terms of mistakes made. It can't continue because this team cannot continue to fall into those holes of giving up bad early goals, or, which they have corrected as of late, giving up bad early goals in the second half, where they've conceded a lot in the first 15 minutes. That has gotten a little bit better. But those are two areas where you can't give up those kinds of goals, and you can't give them up when you're giving them up. The second goal at Red Bull was a little different. I thought after conceding the initial goal and going through the rest of the half up until the second goal, Atlanta was pretty good defensively, and I liked how they were structured with a 5-2-3 setup. So Latte Lot went to the left, Almiron was in the middle, Maranchuk went to the right, and that was against the Red Bulls three that were building up out of the back, which give Red Bull credit. They were actually building up out of the back and trying to play. The problem was on the goal, that was where the pressure dropped off. Again, which is typical when you're chasing a match and you're putting a lot of energy into coming back in a match. You hit a wall at some point and that pressure drops off. It dropped off for about half a second, and Alexander Hack was able to dribble around the initial line of pressure a little bit to create a passing angle. And he's one of the best long-range passers in the league. He picks out a pass that gets through the back line. Amador gets caught with the run in behind from Cameron Harper, and then you're flailing and it's a tap in for Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting. That's the game. You had a goal called back, a very close offside call. Maybe the game's different if Atlanta gets one back and it's 2-1. Do the Red Bulls hold on at that point? Does anything change? We'll never know. Really close call. It's not one that VAR would probably overturn, although the replay that we saw, it was extremely close. I thought Williams was onside. I think whatever the AR signals in that situation is more than likely going to stand with the way that offside decisions are reached in Major League Soccer, but a disappointing one where it very easily could have been given, and Atlanta could have cut the lead to 2-1, and then, look, you never know. one of those kinds of years right now for Atlanta United. And like I said, it does not get any easier. You have 7 home games out of 17 left. You're trying to get to New York City, who is the 9th place team. They're in the play-in game. 1.43 points per game. That's what you're trying to get to. Right now, you're at 1 point per game. So you've got to play above that to get to 1.43 to probably get into the playoffs. Guess where it starts too? You go to New York City when you come back. Not this week, but next week. So then you're playing 5 games on the road in a row. You go to New York City. You go to Columbus, who has been struggling as of late. You go to Miami, barring them advancing out of the group stage in the Club World Cup. You go to DC United, which will end up being a massive game because you're probably going to be battling with them. And you go to Toronto. Then you get 3 straight at home. Chicago, Charlotte, Seattle. Chicago and Charlotte, those 2 games are critical as well because you're going to be battling with them. New York City is a very important one because right now that's the spot you're trying to get to. Columbus, Miami, maybe out of your reach when you talk about where things are going. You want to play well on the road in those games, but probably not catching them. DC, you got to catch. Toronto, you got to stay ahead of. Chicago, you got to catch. Charlotte, you got to catch. Then you get a Western Conference team coming in Seattle. Then 2 trips to Montreal and Colorado. Montreal's the team that you've got to go win on the road. If you don't win on the road in Montreal, it's going to be very difficult to get the points that you need to get into the postseason. You go to Colorado, that's in August. Then it's a little bit more back and forth with the schedule the rest of the way. You host Toronto in late August. You go to Nashville. You get 2 straight at home with Columbus and San Diego. 2 straight on the road, going to New England, which might be another very critical game, the 3rd from the last one. You go to LAFC before the October international break, and then decision day at home for the first time in a while against DC United. If you're looking for positives, you play a lot of teams that you got to beat to get into the postseason. You're looking for negatives, you got to play 3 more road games than home games. And this team has not won on the road as of yet this season. And they did not do that on Saturday. It's got to be different. It could be a very interesting summer in Atlanta. We will see where everything goes with Atlanta United. But it is going to be a fight to get into the postseason, even after what was a good week of 2 wins at home, followed by a tired, leggy, mistake-laden match at Red Bull where you lost 2-0. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, we're going to get into some of the news of the day in Macon, Georgia. We're going to get into some of the news of the day revolving around the Club World Cup as teams prepare, chasing a very large prize. And yeah, we'll talk about that as well, what all of that looks like. Club World Cup conversation coming up right after this when we come back on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.